It's the way Singapore wakes up. Wake up, Glenn, wake up. Angel, and the Flying Dutchman. Wake up in the morning feeling like it's 92's big show.
Wake up, Singapore. We are here for you. It's Glenn, Angel, and the Flying Dutchman, TGIF.
Hey.
It is very, very exciting. This is our final day here in the studio, at least for Glenn and myself.
Yeah, that's right. You guys are going to Australia.
We're off to Australia tonight.
Wow. Yeah, but FD's going to be part of the show. He's going to be here in the studio because his back is starting to feel a little better. So you're going to be part of the show.
I'm going to be part of the show, which is really cool.
And you're doing all the important stuff for Singapore. You've got the news, you've got the traffic, you've got the weather, keeping people safe and dry.
I can be my CEO again.
There you go.
Just around the corner, first it was buses. Then we heard about tiny homes, right? Now it's SMRT carriages.
Oh.
Tell you about that in a minute.
All right. Meantime, here's Elton John featuring Britney Spears. Hold Me Closer on Kiss 92. It's Glenn Angel, NFD.
So it started out as buses. Then we went into this craze that a lot of people saw on social media. I think it's called tiny homes or something.
Oh, yeah. Like container homes.
They're a container?
They are containers. They're repurposed containers.
If you see the new ones now.
Yeah.
They are actual homes made of wood.
Oh, right.
Okay.
I know what Angel's talking about, but
these are made of wood. When I was in Australia, you can pick one up for under 50 grand.
Those are the prefab homes.
Oh, isn't there a TV show about tiny homes?
Yes. That was a big craze.
Where
they actually make them. So now, decommissioned SMRT train carriages.
Oh, are they going to be repurposing them?
They're going to be converted into co-living spaces.
Oh, wow. Okay.
This is happening out at One North. It'll be called Train Pod at One North, and it's due to launch in September.
That's great for the people working out in One North because there's so many like tech companies, media companies.
And they have people flying in and out all the time. Why do you want to house them on Orchard Road or something when you can house them just down the street?
Because it's classier.
But what size are these? Are they nice? Do they look comfortable?
I don't have a picture, but if you're looking at an average carriage, if I did one carriage into two rooms, that's a lot of space. It's cold living. You're bound to be able to eat and
can
drink.
Can I bring a durian in?
No.
The same rules don't apply.
I'm pretty sure the durian rule applies, though. If you want to find out more, it's in the Straits Times.
Coming up trending quickies, it's 6:16.
What's hot and what's not trending
now. Glenn's Trending Quickies.
All right, Jay Leno has been declared the conservator of wife Mavis Leno's estate as she continues, to slip deeper into dementia. Now, how about a movie based on the board game Monopoly?
Yes.
From the folks that gave us the Barbie movie. So, you know, it's going to be good.
It's going to be good.
Like Greta Gerwig and all that? Mm. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Mattel's new less competitive version of the game Scrabble. Okay. I'm telling you guys about it right now. There is a less competitive version of Scrabble because everyone is so competitive.
So competitive.
Like Angel. Yeah,
I'm for sure.
We have a society here for Scrabble, you know?
Oh, do we?
In Singapore. Yeah.
Oh.
So anyway, this less competitive version of Scrabble is going to be called Snowflake Scrabble. actually, it's being called by some people Snowflake Scrabble. Would you play?
The less competitive version? No.
No.
Why bother, right?
Yeah.
A woman in Texas was diagnosed with terminal cancer and given 15 months to live. And after two rounds of chemotherapy, doctors discovered they had made a mistake and she never really had cancer to begin with.
Oh my gosh.
Oh boy. And finally, one more Bridget Jones movie is on the way.
Yes.
Renee Zellweger will return for a new movie coming out next Valentine's Day called Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy.
Ooh, nice. That should be fun.
And that would do it for Trending Quickie. Islet with Magnetic right here on Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place. It's Glenn, Angel, and the Flying Dutchman. Cheyenne Lim is here in the house as well.
That's right. And it's now time for Angel's Couch. Okay, so in my eyes, Joaquin Phoenix can do no wrong when it comes to picking acting roles, right?
I think so, yeah.
He currently stars as Napoleon Bonaparte on Apple TV. That's his latest one. Yeah. Napoleon is a look at the military commander's origins and his ruthless climb to emperor, viewed through the prism of his addictive and very volatile relationship with his wife and his one true love, Josephine. She's played by Vanessa Kirby, who we last saw as Princess Margaret in The Crown.
Okay.
She's pretty.
Yeah, she is. 3-hour movie, totally worth the number.
I would love to have her as my Josephine too.
She is very attractive. And over on Disney Plus is Wish. Now, Wish is an animated movie where young Asha makes a wish so powerful that it's answered by a cosmic force, a little ball of boundless energy called Star. With Star's help, Asha must save her kingdom from King Magnifico and prove that when the will of one courageous human connects with the magic of the stars, wondrous things can happen. It features the voice of Chris Pine as King Magnifico.
Oh, okay.
And finally, Mark Wahlberg fans need to subscribe to HBO Go right now because both seasons of Wall Street are streaming. Wall Street is spelled W-A-H-L. This is an intimate day-to-day look at how he manages his growing business ventures against his rigorous film schedule. And we know he has a lot of many fingers in many pies.
I hate Mark Wahlberg outside of acting. I love
when
I watch him in movies. But his whole,
real
he's got all these
persona.
Businesses, municipal and all. He hard sells everything.
He does.
I don't like that.
He does.
Well, and he does well at it. If you want to watch, if you want to know what you just missed, you can head to our Facebook page. The list is there.
Wake up. Get up.
You get out of bed this instant.
And turn it on. Glenn, Angel, and the Flying Dutchman. The Big Show on Kiss 92.
G'day.
Oh, my God.
I can't help myself. Next week, you'll be hearing a lot of this because I'm going to be going like, hey, you know, it's Glenn, Angel, and Daphne. I'm going to go, g'day.
Can you
Singapore?
Not say it so loud?
Accents are very... They're very precise.
Yeah.
G'day.
It's not
exactly
precise.
I'm going to be that kind of Aussie. You see? I'm an Aussie, right?
You actually
I'll
would be.
I'll be like that.
What's that kind of
name? There's a name for people like
you. Yeah, I know.
G'day.
It's so loud. Okay. Can you sit like far away from us so to pretend not to know you?
Yeah.
Make sure all of you tune in to us next week, okay? We're going to be in Brisbane. As a matter of fact, half our team, they're already.
They're waiting for us.
Shalini is there. Andre is there. We've got our social media team, Ashkin as well as Bryant. They're there already. But of course, they're waiting for the superstars.
Oh.
So this evening, we'll be leaving and we'll arrive tomorrow morning in Brisbane at about what, 6?
About that time.
6 a.m.
6, 7 o'clock. Yeah. And don't worry, FD will still be around. He'll be helming the studio and making sure Cheyenne behaves herself. Yeah. Or maybe it's the other way around.
Yes, it's the other way around. Cheyenne is going to make sure
I'll
FD
teach you how to Skype.
So you'll be getting traffic updates, weather updates. He'll do all the news. And he'll be... making Cheyenne coffee as well.
That's right. There you
busy
go, Cheyenne.
Make your drinks.
Yes. Okay.
Well, coming on the Big Show and the Big Show TV, it is Makan Sutra Friday with KF Sito, and he will be coming to us live on location, not in Singapore. So stay tuned to find out where he is.
I want to tell them where he's.
Not yet.
Come on. Let's see if they can figure it out.
I have to spoil it for you.
No, don't.
No, so listen to us at 8. We're not going to say anything. Try and figure out where he is.
Yes.
I think that'll be a lot of fun if anyone can get it. It's going to be really interesting. Just around the corner also is Breakfast Bingo. I give you 5 clues. You give me 5 words and walk away with...
a $100 Knox Dine in the Dark gift card from Giftano. I'll give you all the details in a while.
Meantime, here's Ian Dior. I Think You Should Go on Kiss 92. I had a jug of watermelon juice yesterday.
Oh, good for you.
Just to let you guys know. Anyway, that's watermelon sugar right here on Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place. Harry Styles, everyone.
It's time for you to win a prize. We've got a $100 Knox Dine in the Dark gift card from Giftano.
BB time.
BB time, that's right.
It's breakfast bingo.
Bingo bongo.
Breakfast bingo with the Flying Dutchman.
Bingo.
Yes, it is breakfast bingo.
Good eye.
BB time. It reminds me of those rifles that you...
The BB guns.
The BB guns, yeah. It's a simple game. Five clues that lead you to five words. You've got 30 seconds to do it. And we've got a great prize.
That's right. We want to send you off on a fully immersive dining experience that's not just about the food, but also about all your other senses like sound, touch, and smell. You get to enjoy 12 specially crafted dishes to take you on a gastronomic journey of modern European cuisine with a $100 Knox Dine in the Dark gift card from Giftano. Now, if you didn't already know, Giftano is an online gift shop with a premium hand-picked selection of all the best gifts in Singapore.
Yeah. Thank you, Sheila.
Oh, no, please don't. Please don't.
At some point while you're away, you have to call her Sheila.
No, please don't. Okay. Don't call me. Call that other woman.
And it's so funny. I'm looking at FDs. FD. And FD stands for Fair Dinkum.
If you want to get your hands on that voucher and play Breakfast Bingo, give us a buzz. 669-10-920.
Bingo, bango, bongo.
Breakfast bingo with the Flying Dutchman.
Bingo. Come on.
It's time for breakfast bingo. These two are fighting this morning. I give you five clues. You give me five words and you've got 30 seconds to do it. We've got Wee on the line. Good morning, Wee.
Good morning.
Good morning, Wee. You're with your boy, Caden. We'd like to say good morning to him as well.
Morning, Caden.
Okay.
All right. This is the royal we here. I'm assuming the we is a royal we.
Yes, royal the we. Royal okay. we. Okay.
Okay, this is how it works. I give you five clues. You give me five words. We've got a great prize for you. First word starts with a B, next one with an N, an I, then an N, a G, and an O. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Got it. All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
Your time starts now. To put or hide something underground.
Buried.
Yes. To make something better?
Improve.
Conforming to a standard, something that's usual, something that's typical, expected.
N.
Not abnormal, but?
Normal.
Yes. The force that attracts us to the planet Earth so that we don't float away.
Gravity.
Yes. Not offline, but?
Online.
Yes!
Yeah, you got it just in time. Congratulations. You and Caden are off to Knox Dine in the Dark with that $100 gift card from Giftano.
Right, thank you.
You did it just in time because Angel's timer stopped for 5 seconds. Thank you so much for listening to Kiss 92.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Glenn's top five.
Top five signs you're a lousy golfer.
Ooh, okay. Is this for anyone you know?
Me.
All right.
All righty. Let's see how many of these actually apply to Glenn.
All right.
We'll start at number five.
You once shot a 53. However, that was just on the first hole.
Oh, yes, that's Glenn. Yes.
53 on a par four.
Whoa. At number four.
Your handicap is officially listed as being you.
Oh, wow. Ouch.
And number three.
You've earned the nickname of Old Four Putt.
Are they calling you that at Warren now?
And number two.
You constantly have to ask which end of the club to hold.
Oh, no.
Stupid.
Wow.
And the top sign that you're a lousy golfer.
Even mini golf courses have banned you. Rihanna featuring Calvin Harris. We found love right here on Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place. You know, I almost forgot that Calvin Harris and Taylor Swift once dated.
They did. They did quite a long time ago, right?
Yeah. Thought they would last, though, because, she's a songwriter and Calvin Harris is a big-time producer.
And then she went for a footballer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the muscles.
Maybe it's the beard.
She went with a simple guy.
Country boy.
Sometimes that's a lot less problematic.
This is true as well.
Simple boy.
It's like when he's happy, he just grunts.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, what are we doing now? I can't remember.
Battle of the Brands.
Battle of the Brands.
That's
right.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's Battle of the Air Fryers because I hear air fryers are very popular here in Singapore.
Absolutely. Air fryers are the must-have in any proper kitchen.
No, I don't have an air fryer.
Yours
for me,
not a proper
I'm a
kitchen.
Microwave guy.
Yeah, you don't cook.
Once you've used an air fryer, you can't go back.
Yeah. Everything, fries, everything. Nuggets, fish fingers, everything goes in.
No, I don't think so. Yeah. I think if I use an air fryer, I'll go back.
No, you can put eggs in, you can put like
bread in.
Everything goes into an air fryer. So what are the brands that we're pitting against each other then?
Okay, so it's going to be the original, because when I first heard of the air fryer, the brand Philips came to mind.
Yeah. That's
right. And that's the brand that I saw. Philips air fryer. Mm. So Philips has got to be there.
Okay.
It's going to be Philips versus, based on what I've been hearing, Xiaomi.
Wow. I've got a Xiaomi air fryer.
You do?
Super easy. And everything that goes into the Xiaomi, 180, 15 minutes, done. Everything's the same.
And then the other air fryers? No, different.
I've only used, I don't know.
I can't speak for anything else.
Some of them are a little more high tech, so there are a couple of other things you need to do. But for the majority of them, they're dead easy to use.
And I can control it from my phone as well.
Okay, that I've never seen.
I get my phone tells me when my tofu is done, when my stuff in the air fryer is done.
But then you have to also use the Xiaomi phone then.
No. It's the Xiaomi app. Home app. Yeah,
I see.
Home app.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. All right. So it's Philips versus Xiaomi. It's the battle of the air fryers this morning right here on KISS 92. Please send us your voice notes. 8855-0920.
We've got a $100 dining voucher from Bamboo Bowls for the most creative and entertaining voice note that you send.
Ava Max, So Am I, right here on KISS 92. All the great songs in one place. It's time to do this.
Glenn's impossible question.
Scientists say that too much of this can literally make you dumb.
Sex.
I was about to say.
Sorry. No.
No. What?
Too much of this.
Let's be honest. Most men are dumb after they've had sex.
True.
That's never, ever been said before. Too much sex makes you dumb.
Hello. Every woman has said it at some point about her man.
I'm talking about in general.
In general. Oh, right.
Yes. Scientists say that too much of this can literally make you dumb. What am I talking about?
Television.
Nope. FB.
The internet.
Nope. Cheyenne.
Water.
Huh? Good guess.
Yeah.
Nope.
Sugar.
Who said sugar?
Me.
Correct!
Oh, really? Oh, yay!
Sugar is absolutely correct. According to scientists, they say if you consume too much sugar, it'll make you dumb.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. So if your friend is dumb, just tell that person, stop consuming so much sugar. You must have like a sweet tooth or something.
You may be sweet, but you're not very smart.
Oh. Ouch.
Happy Friday. Here's a reminder to appreciate the tiny moments of joy, even on difficult days. And remember, KISS loves you. XOXO.
All the great songs in one place. KISS 92. Wake up in the morning. It's the way Singapore wakes up. Wake up, Glenn, wake up. Angel, and the Flying Dutchman. Wake up in the morning feeling like it's 92's big show.
Good morning, Singapore. G'day. It's Glenn, Angel, and the Flying Dutchman coming to you live from Toa Payoh. But on Monday, we'll come to you live from Queensland, Australia.
Yeah, nice. So just in case you didn't know, tell all your friends about it because the entire show will be broadcasting from different areas of Brisbane and Queensland, just to give you a little show of what you can do if you decide on that city for your next holiday.
Actually, for those of you who have never been, there is so much to do.
Yeah, we'll just show you some of it next week.
And we made special t-shirts, you know, for this trip as well. We'll let you, check out what we're wearing from time to time. But on Monday, I'm going to be wearing my pink polo. with a pair of red budgie smugglers.
Ew.
Oh, yeah.
Gross. And sneakers?
No sneakers.
Well, I hope you enjoy it.
No sneakers, just
no. It's the flip flops. Ew. Gross. Okay, anyway.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, I'll be slipping on my flip flops.
Oh, my gosh.
While, you
no,
know,
no, no,
I already
no.
need to close
socks and
my
flip-flops,
eyes.
Huh?
I can't socks, get this vision out of my head.
Flip flops. Budgie smugglers.
Okay, stop it. And we have something to
a
do.
A pink shirt.
We have something to do.
Now go to Angel. Go. Good eye.
It's battle.
Good eye, Sheila.
It's battle of the brands time now. We want to allow you to win a prize. I can't even read.
She can't even read anymore.
Oh, that's the kind of effect I have on women.
That's the kind of vision you put in people's heads.
Stop talking. It's a $100 dining voucher from Bamboo Bowls, and we want to hear from you as to which air fryer you think is better, Philips or Xiaomi. Now, Kimberly says, good battle of the brands today. I'm actually looking for an air fryer, and I'm considering the Xiaomi 4-liter with a glass window because I need to see what goes on inside. She's had two air fryers before. Now she has a Thermomix, but she's considering a Ninja. You sound extremely fickle, Kimberly. But now she thinks an air fryer will suffice. So she's not picking anything. Mm. She's just listening in to see who picks
what.
And Matthew has also said Angel puts her tofu in her air fryer. I actually do, but not my dog, okay? Actual tofu.
From what I hear, you can put anything in an air fryer.
You can put just about anything. Just you can poach eggs. Yeah. You can not bake bread. You can make like focaccia with like sunny side
eggs. But can I make
eggs?
Bread? If no, I can make bread in the air fryer, I'm sold.
You can't make bread in
the
air fryer.
If you want to do bread and stuff like that, Thermomix.
Thermomix, yeah.
That's so big, the Thermomix.
So drop us a WhatsApp voice note. Right? It's 8855-0920. Will it be Philips or Xiaomi for you?
We have a voice note.
Good morning, Kiss 92 DJs. My first air fryer was the Philips brand. It lasted me for more than 10 years and it was still working fine when I gave it away. I bought a new Philips brand too. It has served me well for the past 10 years. It has been very loyal to me.
Wow.
As for Xiaomi, it's very good and cheap. But because I'm also a loyal person, so I would choose the Philips.
Okay, a vote for Philips then.
All right.
Keep those voice notes coming in. It's 8855-0920.
Meantime, this is Vampire, Olivia Rodrigo on KISS 92. Okay, Battle of the Brands. It's the Battle of the Air Fryers. Philips versus Xiaomi. 8855-0920. We're also counting your text votes.
That's right. Okay. We have Dylan that messaged in. He goes, Philips or Xiaomi air fryer? I tell you what an air fryer is. It's nothing but an oven heating coil built on top of a confined box with either mechanical or electronic temperature control. But with us, okay, you know what? It's too much.
And
to
your point?
Too much, I mean, to it. No point at all. He doesn't even say which one he likes. So you're not counted, Dylan.
He doesn't say which one he likes.
No, he doesn't. Doesn't at all. He says he uses a Korean brand that has an open flip-up style, which is cool, like opening a car bonnet. So his opens from the top instead of like out in front.
And it's an air fryer that he's using.
It's an air fryer, Korean brand, so he doesn't vote for either. Matthew says, I have a Philips air fryer someone gave me. Considering it's old and still works, I think it's pretty reliable. So it's Philips for him.
Okay.
What's the score, FD?
2-0.
Okay, we have one voice note.
Good morning, Kiss 92. Out of the two fryers, the brand that I would go for is Philips. It's been in my family for a while. We recently just upgraded to another Philips because the other one was on its last legs, but definitely Philips. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
Oh, Philips it is.
I like her.
Yeah.
That's Jane, by the way.
Should we pick our winner?
Okay.
Well, who should it be?
This one.
Jane, this one.
Yes, congratulations,
Jane. You've won that $100 dining voucher from Bamboo Bowls. If you want to find out more, go to bamboobowls.com.
Kiss 92, all the great songs in one place. It's Glen Angel and the Flying Dutchman. Coming up, your chance to win $500 in cash in Guess the Song, sponsored by Propnex.
So the question is, what do they have to do?
You have to head over to our website at kiss92.sg and click the Guess the Song banner, which is going to lead you to the I Can Fly Propnex website. Now, you register there, it'll send you an OTP via your SMS. Now, remember that this step is compulsory. And then tune in a little while because we're going to be playing a snippet When I say snippet, it's a 1 second clip from a song that we play here on Kiss 92. Remember, that is a big clue. It has to be a song that we play here on Kiss 92. And then you call in. That's simple as that.
Yeah. It is absolutely dead simple. I mean, 1 second. Everybody can guess a song after listening to it for 1 second.
That's exactly right. Now, once you sign up on the PropNext I Can Fly website, you will get a link as well. If you share this link with everybody you know, you will increase your chances of winning a pair of tickets worth $3,000 to Romantic Paris.
Very cool.
All this thanks to PropNext. Now, PropNext is the most trusted real estate agency with a network of more than 12,000 associates who go beyond more than property transactions. Keep it right here on Kiss 92. Kiss 32, all the great songs in one place. Okay, so it's Guess the Song, brought to you by PropNext right now, and we have Angela on the line.
No, it's Sylvia. Good morning, Sylvia.
Morning.
Good morning. Okay. You guys didn't know that Sylvia's middle name is Angela.
No, it's not.
Sylvia, is your middle name Angela?
Oh, no.
There you go.
I don't have a middle name.
You don't have a middle name.
Okay. Sylvia, did you go over to the Kiss 92 website to click on the Guess the Song banner to register with I Can Fly?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
Awesome.
Okay. Well, PropNext wants to give you the chance to win $500 right now in this Guess the Song contest. We're going to play the snippet for you again.
And just remember, only one person knows the answer.
Yeah.
Okay. And that is our program director, Mr. Stephen Chu. Okay, so here we go.
Sylvia?
Okay, Sylvia.
What do you think
is the title of the song?
I think it's Pray For Me by Kendrick Lamar and The Weeknd.
All right. So, Mr. Stephen Chu, is that right or is that wrong?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say a very good morning on a rainy, rainy morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
And I'm sorry to rain on her parade. It's a wrong answer.
Oh, so sorry, Sylvia. But don't worry, you get another chance later on this evening with Joshua Simon from 4 to 8 p.m., okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're most welcome. Thank you very much for listening to Kiss 92. I just hope everyone just keeps on getting it wrong and wrong,
wrong. That's right.
And then, you know, we'll have a nice amount.
Big prize, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, so the next amount, it is now at $600.
I think it's going to be very hot. Right, Steve, our program director, Mr. Stephen Chu, do you think anyone is going to get it right anytime soon?
Well, it's not like I'm trying to hoard the money. I'm trying to give it away as much as I can. But you got to work a little bit, do some research, and, you know, get the answer right. And just so you know, in case nobody gets it right this evening, we're going to play you the song and tell you what it is.
Oh.
And then next week, we're going to start off with a new song.
Yeah.
Oh,
fresh.
Wow. Okay.
A fresh song.
Okay.
1 second of that song, fresh song.
But the amount will still continue to snowball, just the song will change. Okay, fantastic.
Okay.
By the way, my guess for this particular 1 second of a song is, should I say it, Stephen?
Go ahead.
I think that song is Le Freak by Baby No Money.
He's not going to tell you whether he got it at all. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is really, really close, but no cigars.
Oh, okay.
That's it then. Okay. Thank you very much, Stephen Chu, Program Director, Kiss 92. Kiss 92, all the great songs in one place. That was Tate McRae with Greedy. The very, very first second that we played on the Guess the Song contest.
For the very first one. Yes, it was the
1 second of Tate McRae's Greedy.
That's right. Yeah. And somebody won that $1,300, didn't
they?
Right. Oh, fantastic. Okay, so thanks so much for tuning in. We had KFCito coming to us live from Ipoh. If you missed any of that, you can always head to our Facebook and YouTube channels. And remember that next week, the big show will be in Australia. The show will continue as normal, except we will be all over Queensland giving you the best of what it has to offer.
It's going to be wild, man. It's going to be wild. And of course, our FD is going to be here in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And he is going to be the supreme leader of this Australian trip. Wow. He'll be giving us directions, telling us what to do, what not to do, what to say, what to not say, from the comfort of this beautiful Kiss 92 studio.
Absolutely. Very important job, indeed.
I finally get to tell Glenn what to do.
Oh, my goodness.
There you go.
Just good luck with him listening.
Yeah, exactly. I can tell him.
Yep.
That doesn't mean he's going to listen.
Nope.
Okay, time to learn a new word.
Oh, yes. So the word for today is discomfort.
Oh, okay. Not comfortable.
Not comfortable, yeah.
To discomfit someone is to make them confused or upset. So, for example, it's very similar to what did you say? Not make them comfortable, yeah. But it's not spelled the same way.
Uncomfortable.
No, Jacob was discomfited by the new employee's forward probing questions. So you're kind of like, it confuses people, it upsets people. You now try to spell it.
Oh, easy. Did you say uncomfort or discomfort?
Discomfort.
Discomfort is D-I-S-C-O-M-F-O-R-T.
Discomfit.
Oh, discomfit.
Oh, fit.
Oh, I thought you were saying discomfort.
Discomfit.
Discomfit. Oh. So it's a D-I-S-C-O-M-F-I-T.
That's right. Discomfit.
Yeah, okay.
It's a different word. Yeah. It's to make someone confused or upset, not uncomfortable. This is slightly different from that.
Different. Yeah. It's to make someone uncomfortable.
Discomfit. Discomfit, not uncomfort. Okay. Undiscomfit.
To make someone discomfortable.
Discomfortable. There you go.
Discomfortable.
There okay. it is. All That's right. your word Alrighty. Of the day.
Thank you very much. So please go tell all your friends to join us as we broadcast live from Brisbane, all thanks to Tourism Australia. We're so very excited. If you're going to be at the airport this evening, hey, maybe we'll see you there.
That's right. Yeah. And remember to follow us on Instagram because we're going to be putting lots of stuff up. It's Kiss92, of course, as well as Angelique Teo and Glenn with three N's.
Yes, that's right.
With three heads, yes.
Follow me, please. Okay, that's it. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. A big thank you to our producer, Cheyenne Lim, who will be in the studio together with the Flying Dutchman on Monday. All right, have a great weekend, and we'll have fun in whatever you do this weekend.
The best of the big show.
Yeah.
Kiss 92.